Today we celebrate the life of Edward Leo Campbell. To you, he was your mentor, colleague, supporter, friend. To my four sisters and me, he was our big brother. We girls were told he was born in a manger. Edward was born July 23rd, 1934. He was the first born to James and Laverne Campbell. He was the first grandchild, first grandson, and was named for his two paternal uncles. He was the king. By the time Edward was six, the young family of three had grown to five. Edward was now big brother to Nancy and Colleen. When Edward was 18, our parents started a second family. Yes, I know, what were they thinking? I am the oldest of the second set, followed by Julie and Lisa. Our memories of Edward are those of a big brother. He encouraged good grades, drove cool cars, and Mom said he was real important and he had a lot of important friends. At that time, that didn't mean much to us. Lisa always believed every seven-year-old had tea parties with Governor Hughes. He was the consummate professional. When he called our mom, he would begin by saying, "Ed Campbell here." Mom would respond, "Hello, Edward, this is your mother." He could also be a firm taskmaster. He corrected Julie's spelling, checked Lisa's school attendance, and always reminded me to believe in myself. When our dad died in 1963, Edward's role did not change. He did not try to fill our father's shoes. He just continued to be our big brother. We loved it when Edward came home. He assembled dollhouses, played Barbie dolls, and took training wheels off bicycles. He would wake us in the morning announcing, "This is your captain speaking." We would giggle and pretend we didn't hear him, so he would say it again and again. He made pancakes, gave us piggyback rides, and occasionally wore bows in his very thin hair. He never missed a birthday, attended graduations, and convinced us he did background checks on all our boyfriends. He relished in our futures. Bonnie was a perfect addition to our family. She was like a sister to us. We instantly fell in love with her. And best of all, she loved our brother. Julie and Lisa and I were blessed with a wonderful big brother and two awesome big sisters. All three of them now join our parents in heaven. Our children are their legacy. Our hearts are broken. But we know what Edward is saying to us. "This is your captain speaking. I'm signing off."